Elise Ali backstage at Bonnaroo 2015 with the great Guster. Welcome. Woo. Yay, applause.
Golf clap.
You fine fellas have a new record out. Congratulations. It's your seventh, called Evermotion, which was swiftly produced, if you don't mind me saying.
You did it.
You did it.
I did, and I'm into the puns.
Richard Swift.
Yes.
Not everybody will understand that joke.
I'm getting to it, though. It will reveal. It's a sleeper hit.
It's a sleeper pun? Those
yes,
are your favorite kind of puns?
It's a sleeper pun, yeah.
All right.
Also, your past albums have taken much longer to do.
Correct.
Yes, absolutely.
And so they don't call Richard Swift for nothing. So Richard Swift, the producer who you worked with for this new album, talk about that experience.
It was like no other recording experience. We were in like pretty much the outhouse in his backyard in a remote corner of Oregon, and we pretty
I'm sorry,
much
did you say the outhouse?
I said outhouse, which
some people call it a studio. I think it's the smell of hay that's making you refer to a studio.
I guess
like
an outhouse implies a toilet and maybe like a Port-a-John kind of vibe, but that's not what it was like.
It was a back house. It was a studio. It's more of a. It was a nice home studio-y vibe in Cottage Grove, Oregon.
I want to call it an outhouse.
You can. He's never going to be mad about that.
We worked totally differently. We used very few microphones. We used first takes, and we captured the raw essence of the songs, and you know, put awesomely tasteful keyboards around it, and it was a unique recording experience for us.
And Richard is pretty good in the studio. I mean, he's a multi-instrumentalist as well. Did he play on the record at all?
Yeah, you would just see him singing every once in a while or putting a weird, you know, guitar part, like keyboard part on. I think he played drums on a track.
Played drums once.
That was like, he's just sort of became a member of our band, and it was less of a sort of producer band relationship and more of us, here's six of us trying to all get this done. Mm-hmm. Five of us, sorry.
That's cool. And you guys, as you have mentioned before, have had a very long career in music, and congratulations to you on that.
Here we are. We're still here.
That's
you haven't killed
right.
us yet.
Still crazy after all these years, starting off in the 90s up until today. When you look back at your catalog of music, is there a way that you sort of categorize the records in your head, like, you know, Goldflies, the Ping Pong record, or Ganging Up on the Sun was where we got really serious?
I think that we pretty much dismissed the first two as, you know, learning experiences. And after that, we're proud of them all. I think a lot of our fans would be really angry at me to hear that, but that's how I feel.
I think of our band as sort of, we're kind of on our third chapter, that the first chapter was our first two records, our first three records that was sort of culminated in Lost and Gone Forever, which was our last record with Brian exclusively on hand percussion and us with strummy acoustic guitars. And after that, we kind of really, you know, Brian, we all threw out the formula of what Guster was, at least on a sonic level, and you know, started playing trap kit and bass, and we learned a bunch of new instruments, and that was sort of took us through, I think, to this record as sort of the beginning of the sort of 3.0 Guster with Luke, who's in the band, writing with us, and also feeling like we kind of hit another level in terms of our songwriting and arranging and lyrics and the whole thing. So I don't know. That's how I tend to categorize
it. This was
a
big jump. I mean, it's after 20-something years of evolving, we put out an album that really shocked our fans, and we are excited about that. You know, I'm at this point, like, you would think that it's kind of boring or routine to be making music, but it's totally not. I'm totally excited about what we can do next.
Mm-hmm. And what song are you most proud of?
On the new album?
Yes.
Or in any song, because I really love
Twofold. On the new album.
Two-part
and yes.
Two-part question, Brian.
On the new album and of your whole catalog.
You know what? Never Coming Down, track 9, it's got this little Harry Nilsson kind of Jimmy Buffett feel, which is new for us. And it was a song we'd written but didn't even expect to record or to make the record. But we somehow just found the right little approach for it and recorded it right in the moment. And that's new for us. You know, Swift played drums on that one.
On the new record, I really like the opening track, Long Night. It's, you know, for me, there's a lot of people who I meet sometimes and they don't know the band, or they saw us once when they were stoned in their college dorm room, you know, their college campus or something. And I think that's like one of the tracks I'm sort of proudest to be like, well, this is what our band sounds like now, because it's spacey and epic and melodic. But there's, you know, there's a lot of restraint and maturity, but we still kind of go for it in a way. So that one, I think just really it feels great. And we kind of open our sets with it too. And we open our record. I think it's kind of a new reintroduction to sort of what I feel of this era of the band is. And then, you know, for whatever reason, the song that kind of seems to have the most, you know, has inserted itself most sort of culturally of our, even though we never really had a hit song, but that song Satellite really seems to like come around. And whenever I meet people, they're like, oh, I know that song or whatever. And I think that's pretty rad because it's a pretty unconventional song to have, you know, if that's our biggest thing into this sort of canon of music. And I sometimes feel like it might be edging in and like sort of one of those songs of an era that I'm still really proud of. It still holds up in a way that some of our other songs don't.
What song do you feel doesn't hold up?
Oh, a lot. Oh, I don't know. I mean, we try a lot of stuff, and you know, we're pretty good about our records. You know, they're really vetted, and it takes us a long time to write them and record them. So by the time that we're done and we've actually put them to record, that they're usually ones that we can stand playing. But there's definitely a bunch of songs that we don't play live that people hate or just never ask for. You know, but that happens. I mean, we made 7 records. I thought about it the other day because 7 records at least 40 minutes each record. So that's 280 minutes divided by 6 is 4. It's like you could listen to just our studio albums and it'd be like 5 hours of music.
That's a lot.
That's like in the studio. It's not even live stuff or B-sides. That's kind of crazy. I would never recommend doing that. But it is kind of interesting.
I hope you ask these same questions to Billy Joel about his longevity and what his favorite songs of his are, because if I were Billy Joel, I'd answer the question like this. Well, I really like Only the Good Die Young, but I think I made a real misstep with Downeaster Alexa.
And how about Uptown Girl, Billy?
I kind of like that album.
There it is.
And finally, you know how people are always describing sounds of a band as, you know, if this band and that band had a baby, they would sound like this. Take a look at the Bonnaroo lineup and tell me which would make the most beautiful baby.
Nice.
Beautiful
question.
Like musically or physically? Like, can we do more than one? Pick two of the baby I would most like.
It's like alien sex, so 4 of them could make a baby.
Okay. Oh, this is a fun game. All right, do you want to? We have to each do our own, or we could try. I'll throw out some of my favorite bands, and you could tell me. Then you could throw in one of yours and see if they go. Sylvan Esso meets Brian. You're supposed
Antonio,
to say
Antonio Sanchez's score of Birdman.
Oh, nice. Meets. I'm gonna go. Shoot, I'm gonna go Bell and Sebastian.
Okay, I'm thinking in a parental, I'm thinking of the gene pool here when I say Childish Gambino.
Wait, is this what our band sounds like?
This is your band.
Oh, that's
no,
really
I'm just
weird.
Joking. No.
Yeah, that sounds like a cool band. I'd like to listen to that band.
Yeah. All right, hopefully we can get a collaboration going. All right, Guster, thank you so much for stopping by Bonnaroo Backstage.
Thanks for having us. Have a great Bonnaroo.